Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. And we're back on this beautiful Monday.
It is beautiful out. I love it.
It is.
It's a little chilly now.
It was a little chilly.
I'll take it. Sun shining.
But yesterday was beautiful. It was like 60.
Yesterday was.
And sunshine. And Steve and I went out and about and just walked Colfax, which is weird.
Mm-hmm. Usually when you talk about walking Colfax, it's
a derogatory thing. I know. But we found this coffee house / beer wine place, which was interesting, but it was
What nice. Was that called?
Something on Colfax or something. I don't
I feel like I probably know what.
They don't serve anything except whiskey, beer, wine and coffee.
I know exactly where that place is, but I can't think of the name.
It's something on Colfax.
Yeah.
And I asked the girl, because I was like, I don't really want wine. I know, two girls and a bottle of wine. Shouldn't be saying that. Do you have anything, like, fruity? And she, like, looked at me and she's like, I could do a whiskey Coke. I'm like, what?
And when did whiskey Coke become fruity?
She laughed at me, and I got a little pissy. And so I got a glass of wine. Steve got his coffee. We went and sat down, and I was like, you don't talk to customers like that. And Steve's like, he's like, I don't think you understand. She's just not that type of girl. And I didn't get what he was saying until after we left. And he's like, didn't you notice that she was kind of that, like, boyish looking girl?
Mm.
That probably, I was like, no, I didn't.
Still, it doesn't mean, so yeah. Because she's not a girly girl, it gives her the right to be.
Right.
Rude to a paying customer.
So you think that was rude too? Like, she kind of laughed at me and she's like, I could make a whiskey Coke.
Yeah, and that's like condescending.
What? I know. Like, she was trying to make me feel stupid just because I was like, I want a fruity drink. Eee.
I don't like that.
I don't either. It was crazy.
Not nice.
But it was nice. Before that, before Colfax, we discovered a new brunch place. I love it. It's called Jelly.
Jelly U or just Jelly?
It's the Jelly U Cafe. But if you go to their website, it's Jelly at the top.
Okay.
But if you want to find them on Twitter, it's like Jelly U or Jelly U Cafe. There's a couple different locations here in Denver. We went to the one on Evans near DU.
Oh, that's really close to me.
They have the donut holes.
Ooh.
And they had a bacon, maple and bacon one. They had a caramel and salted one. We tried both of those. They had like 6 different flavors.
Hmm.
Freaking awesome. And then I had the salmon eggs benedict.
So they have like regular breakfast.
Yes, it was so good. And they have sandwiches if you want lunch. But
okay.
Yeah, if you're in the Denver area, you got to check that out.
Nice. How are they price-wise?
Good. For the two of us, and I had a Bellini, it was like $30-something.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd never had a Bellini before.
I've had a peach Bellini before.
Yeah, that's what a Bellini is. It's peach puree with the champagne. As opposed to a mimosa, which is the orange juice with champagne.
Yes, or my favorite is poinsettia. Have you ever had a poinsettia?
No, what's that?
It's cranberry and champagne.
Oh, I don't like cranberry juice.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I love poinsettia.
But I like the Bellini a little bit better than the mimosa. I was shocked.
Mimosas, I think, are too acidic for me. That's why I tend to go for the poinsettia. They're sweeter.
Yeah.
You can drink more of them.
A fun Sunday fun day.
Nice.
And this last weekend, movie hit the box office called Bad Words, which you haven't really heard of. Steve and I had the opportunity to go last week and see it before it actually came out. And it was starring Jason Bateman, who also directed it.
Okay.
And when you see the preview, which you haven't, but like the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
That's the word I'm looking for. It's about this adult that finds a way to be in kids' spelling bees.
Oh, I did see the preview for that. Yes.
And, like, walking in, I was like, why are we watching this?
Uh-huh.
I'm, like, not excited. But it was a lot deeper than I anticipated. The main guy, his name is Guy Trilby. That's the character. He's 40-year-old, finds a loophole to get into the spelling bee, and makes it all the way to, like, the finals. And the reason why he's doing it and the end are just amazing. There's a 10-year-old boy that is kind of his friend in the movie, and his real name is Rohan Shand. He plays Chaitanya. He is amazing. Okay. You just want to hug him and adopt him and bring him home with you.
I'll have to check it out. Interesting.
Yes, Bad Words. I give it 4 hot pink stars out of 5.
Okay.
Yep. And unfortunately, it was only number 13 in the box office.
Oh, but sometimes that happens.
Right. Like, yeah, a lot of good ones, like Divergent or something.
Yeah. And plus, also, if there wasn't enough hype around it.
Right.
You know, like a memorable, like I said, I'd seen that preview, but I just forgot that that was the name of it.
Right.
So.
But definitely recommend checking that out.
Sounds good.
Okay. So our show today, we found last week we focused on fashion and
we spring. Did.
And so we're going to try and do this focus on one something. Thing. Yes. And everyone has experienced this topic.
And we never talk about this topic.
Ever, because, you know, we're not really dealing with it right now. So everyone has gone through a breakup,
mm-hmm.
whether it be with a boy or a friend, but we're going to mainly focus on the boy aspect of it. Or significant other, I guess, nowadays.
Yeah.
Sorry. Politically correct. Not good at it. And so we're going to talk about some things associated with breakups. If you know someone that's going through a breakup, share this with them. If you're going through a breakup, let us know if this helped you. Yes. So first of all, you go through the breakup. How are you going to recover? Right?
Yep.
Because that's the worst part. Like, you're just in this black hole of sadness. If you're the one, well, even I've broken up with someone and then I found myself being very sad.
It's like, I think it's just a thing? Huge change, and you right. have to, I think that's why a lot of times it becomes the vicious cycle of you fall back into it, because mm-hmm. it's so much easier to fall back into it than it is to take the steps to move out of it.
Right. Right. And you don't want to do that. So we're going to go through some things that you can do to recover from the breakup and not fall back into that relationship that obviously needed to end. Everyone, well, not everyone, a lot of people say, breakups happen for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say 95% of the time it needed to happen and it should remain that way, right?
Yep.
There are those exceptions, like you and Joey broke up once, but you got back together and the rest is history.
Right.
Yeah. But there are a lot of breakups needed to happen.
Yes.
All right. So how do we recover?
So first step, and I say this all the time, and it's so much harder. It's easier said than done.
Right.
Is to delete the person from your life.
It's hard.
And I know that everybody goes into these things with the best intentions. Well, I still want to be their friends. Let's be realistic, though.
Not going to happen.
And I don't say this with any disrespect, but how are you benefiting from their friendship? If they were such a bad person that you couldn't have a relationship with them, why would you want to be friends with them?
Right.
Right? Or maybe they weren't a bad person. Maybe other things happened, and I get that. But at the end of the day, I think at least in the beginning, you should delete them from your life, because otherwise you do tend to fall right back into it.
Unconnect on social media, delete their number.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the best trick is, I always tell like people that I know that are going through a breakup, if you seriously want to text them, put somebody else's phone number as theirs. So when you mm-hmm. go to text them, like drunk text, whatever, you're texting somebody else.
Right.
Like a good friend.
Right. Yes, good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Second idea is, don't be alone at home. Being alone just makes you focus on the breakup and the yes. sadness. So rely on your good friends. Get out. Have fun. Don't sit at home watching The Notebook. That's not a good idea. Being sad with someone comforting always makes people feel better.
Exactly. And the next one is to go out and socialize often.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. When you've just gone through a breakup, nobody really feels like putting themselves together and being right. like Miss Fun or Mr. Fun. But if you do it, it's just great to get out there. You're not sitting home. And also, how else are you going to meet somebody new?
Right. Got to get back out there.
Yep.
The next one, after breakups in the past, I have found that this helped me a lot. Mm-hmm. Hit the gym. You know, endorphins are associated with working out. But what always motivated me was how awesome I am going to look if I ever exactly. do run into that person again.
I was just going to say that.
And how hot my new person is going to be compared to the old person, because I'm going to be hotter. So hotter people attract hotter people, right? I don't know. But that was my logic. So hit the gym.
I like it. And it's a good way to take out your aggression. I mean, when you're angry, just picture
throw
their face.
Throw on some rock, and hard rock music yeah. and just go.
Exactly. The next one is rebound person. So this one's really tricky, because rebound only works for the type of person you are. So if you're someone who attaches easily, then you probably want to skip it.
I'm not good.
Yeah.
Not a good rebound.
But if you're someone who can kind of keep your emotions at bay with it, then you should go for the option. Just make sure that person understands they're a rebound. Otherwise, they're going to be in your situation.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Have a spa day.
Yeah.
Spa days are always good, and this is a great excuse. I'm always looking for an excuse to have
a spa day. I never need an excuse for a spa day.
Get a good mani-pedi, a massage, a facial, any type of spa treatment. Indeed. It'll make you feel good.
And the next one, this is definitely something I like. Take up a new hobby. So my thing is always think about all those things you wanted to do while you were with them that you never had the time for.
Right.
Now you have the time for it.
You do. Get out there.
Yep.
Have a good cry. We all need a good cry from time to time. Mine seem to hit me when I'm watching a random television show or movie these days. I'll just start crying, especially after a few drinks. And Steve will look at me and be like, "What is wrong with you?" I'm like, "Meh, meh, meh, meh." And I wake up the next day, I'm like, "Why?" But you need a good cry. And when your heart's been broken and the dust settles, it's okay to stop and cry about it again.
Yes.
It's an emotion.
Mine tend to hit me in the shower. I think because I listen to music in the shower, and sometimes I know those days where I need it.
That's convenient.
So I just put the right music on, and I'll just be in the shower sobbing. Nobody knows I'm crying. Come out. Mm-hmm. It's great. The next one is go on a vacation, kind of like in the Sex and the City.
Right.
I think that's perfect. Obviously, it's more of a luxury suggestion, so if you don't have the money, you could find.
I was in college, broke as a joke. I went through a hard breakup. I took a road trip to St. Louis when I lived in Southwest Missouri, and it was awesome.
That's what I did, actually. And you know what I think it helps with? It helps you not talk to them. So when Joey and I broke up for that week, I piggybacked onto a trip my dad was taking, and some of my friends ended up going, and it worked out. We were gone for the whole week, and since my dad was there with me, I knew that there was no way I was going to try to call or text him, and I think that because I wasn't constantly, texting or calling when I got back, he was like, "Where have you been?" And then the rest is history.
There you go. And the last one, turn off all electronic devices. It may sound scary, but it's one of the best feelings once you get off that and get over that initial scared. Because I've done this before, and it's kind of freaky. Like, what if I miss something important? But sometimes when my day is bad or I'm stressed out, I just leave my phone. Like, even if I don't turn it off, I'll leave it upstairs, and I'll be downstairs.
Yeah.
I do that when Steve's on the cruises, because one, I know he's not going to be texting. And I'll leave it up there. I'll be cleaning, and it clears your head. And especially if you're going through a breakup, it's a good idea.
Indeed.
Now, there's rules to everything in life. And there are do's and don'ts when it comes to breakups.
There are definitely don'ts.
So listen up. If it's you going through the breakup, listen up, take notes. Take notes anyway, because we've all had friends do this.
We have
the breakups, and you're going to be the expert.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds bad.
I don't want to be an expert.
You don't want to be an expert in breakups. Yeah.
So the first don't is the infamous accidental text.
Hi.
We've all done it.
That's
at least once. It's that, oops, so I didn't mean to send that to you text. Yet we know good well that we definitely did it to try and make them jealous.
Right. Or like I said, like a hi.
Yep.
Like, you get a few drinks in you, and you're, high, and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But
exactly. You know what my favorite is? I think it looks better when they accidentally text you, and you're like, who is this again? Like, as if you've already forgotten their number.
That happened to me. I was dating someone, and then, he broke my heart, so I deleted his number, and, probably 3 weeks later, I got a text. It was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, who is this?
It's perfect.
And I seriously didn't know. I wasn't playing a game.
Even if you do know, I think you should just be like, who is this? So that way they know that you've deleted their number from your phone and that you've moved on.
Right. And who remembers numbers anyway? So once it's out your phone.
I do, but that's another story.
Now, I could see you doing this. Don't overanalyze the breakup. Going over each and every detail of your breakup is a big no-no. Don't do it. Don't overthink anything in life, especially a breakup.
Yep.
Even though we just said this next one.
Rebounding. So
make sure.
We preface that. Make sure you're the type of person that can have a rebound. And make sure they know. Because, like I said, if you don't let them know that this is just something fun and nothing serious, then they're going to be in your shoes. And if you're the type that gets attached too quickly, then you're going to be back in your shoes.
Right. This next one, I got to admit, in the past when I've gone through breakups, this was kind of my go-to, but it shouldn't have been. Don't become a party monster. Even though you might be young, wild, free, you might be young at heart. Don't take it as an opportunity to turn your life into a revolving party. You have a life. You'll get over it. Just do everything in moderation. That's the key to life in general.
Yeah. I have a feeling that now, I mean, obviously, when Jordan and I broke up last time, I was too young for the party scene. So, but I have a feeling that now that would probably be one I resort to because it's easy.
Right.
The next one, though, is talk that talk. And I will say that I learned this the hard way. Talking about your ex and previous relationships can be therapeutic. However, gossiping and bashing them is a toxic recipe. So it's best to limit your post-breakup talk to a minimum. It helps you get over it faster. It also stops you from overanalyzing things. And if you do get back together with them, you won't look like a fool.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Which you did get back together. I've not broken up with someone and gotten back together with them.
And it was hard because...
You were hurt.
And I had said, obviously, some not nice things. And it... was, I mean, in...
I could see Papa Jim.
Like, yeah, I...
You said this. Why are you back with him?
Ironically, like, when we got back from the vacation and we were, like, going to go out to grab, you know, to meet up and grab breakfast and I'm getting ready and my dad's like, who are you waiting for? Because he knows. Like, I'm never just sitting in the living room by the door with my shoes on. And I was like, oh, I'm going to grab breakfast. He's like, with who? Why aren't you driving? I was like, oh, Joey's coming to pick me up. He's like, what? What?
I thought this was done.
And I was like, well, we're talking, working out. He goes, I don't agree. And I was like, well, clearly you don't agree.
Right.
But it all worked out.
Something you should do is find a new hobby, like we've already said. Get obsessive about it. Keep your mind off of things.
Exactly. And something that you shouldn't do is holding on to mementos.
Yeah.
No matter how long you were together, you have something. You just need to get rid of them. Give them back, donate them, sell them, whatever you do.
Right.
And that was, for me, I was always like, but these are memories. Like, I want to be able to share with my kids. And then when Joey and I really got serious, it was like, for what?
Right.
Like, what do I need these for? Right. Like, there's just no purpose.
I went through that right before I moved in with Steve. I was cleaning out the old house that I had with the ex. And it was kind of hard. I'm like, these are pictures. Like,
yeah.
I don't have them anywhere else, but I finally just threw them away. And then I was glad because I started cleaning out Steve's basement, and I found his mementos. Son of a beach. And there's actually a box right there. See what it's labeled?
Yep.
That's the ex-wife's box. And it's tons of pictures and stuff, and I'm like,
grr. Yeah. And I just feel like eventually there's no... like, I'll have those memories,
right?
You know, in my mind if I ever really need them. But let's be honest, they obviously weren't good because they didn't work out,
right?
And so there's no reason for me to
true
reopen Steve's those thing chapters is
there's pictures of his son and stuff.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. So when you have a breakup, hopefully, just like everything in life, you live and you learn,
hopefully,
right?
If you do it right.
So what are some things that we should learn after going through a breakup? I'll start this one off. Physical pain isn't the worst kind of pain. While physical pain can be unbearable, so can emotional pain. Emotional pain is often more dangerous than physical pain because, unlike physical pain, we aren't always entirely aware of our emotional distress. And I think it's also good because when you go through that kind of pain, it teaches you to think of other people in the future because you don't want to inflict that kind of pain.
Yeah, and I agree. So, and this article was about things that only heartbreak teaches you. And I definitely think you learn emotional pain in other aspects, but I think that that kind of an emotional pain is really different. And
like, it physically hurts.
Yeah. And I have to admit, like, sitting, like, doing this show is hard for me.
Why?
I still can't really talk about that time.
You know what freaks me out? Last night I had a dream that Steve and I broke up. So that's why this morning I was like, I'm like,
I think we were probably just thinking about our show.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It is. It's like something that you...
That really
still
hurt
very,
you.
Yeah. It's still very raw for me. I mean, it's been years.
How many years?
It has been 7 years.
Wow.
And it's still something like
the thought of it, you're like,
yeah, because I don't know, it's still that that pain. And I had gone through breakups before, but that one, for some, I don't know, it was different than a lot of other emotional pain.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I think is definitely true too. In life, you just don't always get what you want. And when I read this, the first thing I thought of is, have you ever seen the movie Bruce Almighty?
It's been a long time, but yes.
And so when him and Jennifer Aniston break up and he's, you know, God, and God says the only thing you can't do is mess with free will.
Right.
And it's really true, because I think that you know, we have so much control over things in our lives, but the one thing we'll never have control of is other people.
Right. And it'll also teach you that most people will put themselves first. So being with someone and spending your life together is wonderful, but only as long as both parties deem it so. Mm-hmm. When one of the two people begins to feel that he or she is losing out on something by dating someone, that person will give up on the relationship and move on. If this is true for love, then it's even more true for every other relationship we have.
Yeah. And then the next one, and this is so true, is love isn't always love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is, but it really isn't. You're likely to fall in love with someone and then to fall out of love with him or her, and then the funniest thing happens. You begin to question whether or not you ever loved that person in the first place. You believe you loved him or her, but if you don't anymore, then did you ever to begin with? And a lot of people confuse love for infatuation or obsession.
Right.
Emotions can fool you. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. And life always has a way of surprising you.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreak is always a surprise, even when you get fair warning, like you can see it coming. It still comes on as a bit of a shock when you actually realize, holy cow, it's over.
Yeah.
When you fall in love, you hope so much that it will be forever and you actually begin to believe it actually will be. Unfortunately, it usually isn't. Most people don't end up with the first person they fall for, and not simply because they were too young to settle down, but because their first love usually isn't the right one. Heartbreak is just one of the many surprises life brings our way.
And I kind of think it's like an earthquake. Like, you know, you have aftershocks. Like, yes. You have the initial shock, and then you have, like, mini shocks after. Like, the first time you have to see them with somebody else, or the first time you see them ever, or the first time you find those old mementos. Like, so I think that there's sometimes aftershocks, too.
I probably shouldn't admit this, but my first big heartbreak was my senior year in high school. My first important boyfriend, and broke up, and I want to say it probably took a good couple years for me to really get over it. Luckily, he went like to another state after high school. Mm-hmm. I didn't see him again till our 10-year class reunion, and that was kind of like, oh, I'm good.
Right.
I wasn't sure how I was like, crap, if this comes back to hurt me emotionally, I need to get help. But it was probably a good 2 years after that. I was like, wow.
And they say that it can take a long time.
Ridiculous.
I'm convinced that if something happened, it would take me.
You have been together with Joey. First, he was your first love, and you've been together for 10 years. Yeah.
Well, he was my first real love. I'm sure that, you know, right. I thought others were too.
Yeah. I don't, that's just, it's never going to happen. You guys are never going to break up.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Well, yeah.
That's good. I think I'm going to need a decade, like a good solid decade.
Right.
But I could see, even like with shorter ones, like it taking a while. I definitely can understand mm-hmm. that. And so the next one is, the world is only a beautiful place if we choose to believe it.
Right.
So no matter how we see the world, it all changes when we fall in love. Once we're smitten, the whole world seems like a better, more beautiful place. Everything seems better, more pleasant, and less bothersome. We're so consumed by thoughts of the person we love and have little room or time to think about much else. Not to mention, when you're consumed by love, you can't help but be happy. The funny thing is how that changes when you fall out of love. Mm. Things quickly change for the worse, and this only goes to show us that our world is as bright or as gloomy as we make it.
Right. Gotta choose to be happy every day.
You do.
Wake up and resolve. Emotions are fickle and unreliable. Amen. Our emotions are our natural drugs. They are the reason people use drugs to begin with, to feel more. We enjoy getting lost in our emotions because they are clarifying. They give us one specific feeling, one way of looking at and experiencing our lives at the moment. They rid us of confusion, confirming our thoughts and clear emotions. People like to dwell on their emotions because it makes them feel more alive. This is why so many people like drama in their lives. Mm-hmm. They get carried away by their emotions and feel more alive. Unfortunately, emotions are our own concoction and don't necessarily have to coincide with the reality of things.
Very true.
I think, yeah, that should be posted everywhere. You know, just a reality check.
Yeah.
Because that could go like sadness or happiness. Mm-hmm. Like people just that let their emotions lead their life. Like you could tell. And I try and avoid those people because yeah. They're a roller coaster.
It works the same for both. Like not just, you know, the happy emotion, but the sadness. How many people end things so quickly because they can't see that this is good, you know, like, so you have one fight or you're sad about something right. And you can't see that end. Yeah. So I think it works both ways. And the next one is love can bring out the worst in people. The more emotional we get, the more confusing relationships can get. It can be incredibly intense, testing us and pushing us to the edge. When things start to go south in our relationships, many of us start to distance ourselves from our partner or even attack them directly because we blame our partner, even if only secretly, for our current distress. Love isn't always clear and can often be confusing. When confused, many of us go on the offensive and start to poke at your lover's weaknesses. We're not sure why this is, but it's like we're trying to test our partner to see if we can push them to the point of breaking before we break.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to blame the relationship falling apart on them instead of taking responsibility of it yourself.
Right. Life always goes on. Love brings us to the gates of heaven and then watches us as we crash back down to earth. And that reminded me of a Reba McEntire song from back in the day called For My Broken Heart.
No, yeah. I know a couple of hers, but not that one.
Yeah, so this, I don't even know when this came out. But the chorus goes, last night I prayed the Lord my soul to keep, then I cried myself to sleep. So sure, life wouldn't go on without you, but oh, the sun is blinding me. As it wakes me from the dark, I guess the world didn't stop for my broken heart. And I fell in love with that song when I was young. And uh-huh. I remember going through breakups, and that song always came back to me. It's true. Life will go on.
Yeah. I don't think that I had... My song, the week that Joy and I broke up, was Christina Aguilera's Fighter. Makes me that much stronger.
I had that as a breakup song once.
I think that's the only one I can really think of, though, that...
That and Britney Spears' Stronger.
Yeah, I guess that one.
It's all around the same time. Yeah.
The next one is, nothing in the world is entirely self-sustainable. Being naive, we think the perfect relationship with the right person will be easy and require little maintenance. We believe it should be so natural that it fits together seamlessly. Unfortunately, we've yet to come across anything in life like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why most relationships fail. The same reason most endeavors fail. People think that they've won before they've won.
Right.
You only win on the day you die. Having what? Lived, that's what it says. You only win on the day you die, having lived and loved the way you wish you had.
What is that? It's better to have loved and lost than never loved at all.
Mm-hmm.
I have cursed that line before, haven't you?
But it's true, because everything up to the point of your death is still part of the game. You still, if you're alive, you still have...
You're going to make people feel suicidal. Okay, stop it.
I'm just saying, if you are living and breathing, you have the chance to change how right. You feel, what it's you're doing.
Good. You have options.
Yeah.
You don't have options if you die. So right. Death is not an option right now, right?
Yeah.
Gosh, I felt like that was a bad way to end. Dang. If you're going through a breakup, you'll get over it. Life goes on.
Life goes on, which is probably one of the... There should be a list of what are the worst things to say to people going through a breakup. One of them should be, life goes on. Because how many times did you hear that going through a breakup?
You'll be fine. There's other fish better. In the sea.
All those cliches.
Right. So
it's me.
Share this with your friends if they're going through a breakup. You can bookmark it.
Yes.
And if you have a topic that you want us to focus on in upcoming shows, just let us know. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, 2 Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Yay.
And we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.